Glenties Town and Ardra Town, the two towns are faring off the worst at the moment in visual inspections. And like, we're no experts in defective block in this part of the county compared to the other part of the county, but we're starting to learn. And we see in the homes at the moment, there's 50 in Glenties. The council here have just completed a painting and filling the cracks, basically papering over the cracks, but they want to keep the people in the houses or in the homes as long as they possibly can.
And what this really does is highlight the need for a scheme to come out there, because whatever about the issues with the scheme for homeowners, and that's been well discussed and well documented, when it comes to social homes, as of yet, there is nothing on the table at all. And Donegal County Council is playing this waiting game to find out exactly what it can do and when it can do it.
Even the testing, there's no funding there for the testing for social homes. We're all sitting waiting for funding to come down from higher up to the county and then divvied out among the MDs so that the testing can take place in these homes in each area.
And the fear now is going to be that if after the election we have a long protracted period of discussion on the formation of a government, it could now be months before we get this on the ground.
100% correct there. The houses are deteriorating every day as this goes on, and as you said, it could take ages and ages for a government to be formed, and every house is getting worse and people are worrying every day. We had a meeting in Glenties last Thursday week with residents worried about their houses. They got letters to say that they couldn't buy their houses, and that's really worried them because they wanted to move on with their lives, purchase the house, but now they can't. This has been going on in the north of the county for years. It's only just coming down to this MD in the last couple of months.